Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Joining me now in the PNC studio is new Bears linebacker Joel Iebuniwe. Congratulations. How's it feel to be a Chicago Bear?
It's surreal. When I got the call, it was like unbelievable. I'm from Chicago. I was born there. So getting the chance to go back home is so special.
How did the phone call go? What was said?
Yeah, so I picked up and they said, are you ready to be a Bear? And I said, wow. I said, absolutely. You know, that was like a dream come true. Really. I wasn't expecting it. I had no contact with the Bears. And, but when I got the call, I saw Chicago, Illinois. And I was like, wow, you know, so it was crazy.
So you were really surprised?
Yes. I had no idea Chicago would pick me. Like I said, I hadn't had any visits with them. I didn't have any workouts with them. I wasn't calling or talking with anybody. So it was totally by surprise.
But being from Chicago, I mean, you tweeted hashtag back home, so you know what this team means to this city.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Were you a big fan growing up watching them?
Yeah, I was a fan growing up. When I came to Bowling Green, Kentucky, when I moved here, I still kept in touch with them, but not as much. But no, there's no doubt the history that this team has in that city and importance, you know, and the greatness of this team and the players who have played here, it's no doubt awesome.
So you went to Western Kentucky. What made you choose that school? Did I hear your dad's a professor there?
Yeah, my dad was a professor here. So he moved here when he got his job. And so he brought the family with him. And then, so I grew up here, you know, went to high school here and everything. And then I chose to stay here because, one, it was my only D1 offer out of high school. And also, you know, being from here, stay home and be the man was kind of the best option. You know, it made the most sense instead of, you know, go to a smaller school, you know, and not really know anybody. You stay home, family gets to come to the games, friends and everything, and just kind of be the man. So it was a pretty obvious decision for me.
So do you have a lot of friends and family there celebrating, sharing this moment with you?
Yeah, my phone is going crazy right now. I'm going to get back to every single person, but I haven't been able to do that right now. So I'm just enjoying the moment, and I'm definitely going to celebrate.
Where are you right now?
I'm in my apartment right now. My family is – I'm about to join my family. I wasn't watching the draft. I was too nervous. It was nerve-wracking.
What kind of player would you describe yourself as?
Yeah, the Bears are going to get a player who gives 110%. He gives all into the organization and the team. Get a guy who pushes his teammates, who gets along with his teammates, a guy who's going to ask whatever it is that they need him to do. That I'm going to do that, whether that be special teams, inside, outside linebacker, going to get that. So I'm so excited, man, you know, to get there and join the team and get to work.
We take a lot of pride in our defense here, so got to be pretty special to be part of it.
No doubt. I'm excited to join that legacy, man. I want to, you know, show these guys, show the organization, show my teammates, you know, that I take this very seriously. And, you know, like you said, man, there's a pride with the defense and the history of the defense. So I'm looking forward to it.
What are you looking forward to most about being part of the NFL and being part of this city again?
Yeah, just being a part of the NFL family and getting to know my teammates, getting to know the coaches, ingratiating myself back home where I was born, and looking forward to every bit of it.
Awesome. And I got to ask, do you have a nickname?
I do. Iggy is what everybody calls me.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Bears fans, you can call him Iggy because your name's a little hard to pronounce there.
It is. And I don't blame you if you come up with another nickname. You know, Iggy's kind of the universal one right now, but, you know, yeah.
Okay, we'll work on it. We'll go celebrate with your family and friends. Enjoy the moment, and we'll see you in Chicago.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.